In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. High wind warnings and advisories are in effect across the South, while in Michigan, more than 200,000 homes and businesses spend another day and night without electricity. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodloe says more bad weather is in store.
The northern stretch of this same system is going to bring a mixed bag of weather here across the Great Lakes. That does include the risk of some freezing rain and ice. All the snow and cold air we had from last week is left over. That's going to freeze the rain on contact, so that could be an impactful storm system across the Midwest in terms of the ice.
Now to the Kennedy Space Center, where CBS's Mark Strassman says a space station crew is preparing to launch aboard a SpaceX rocket late tonight.
After months of training, this crew, like all astronauts before them, recognizes certain truths about life in space. It can be unpredictable and unforgiving.
Russian flight controllers have been noticing a stream of particles coming out of the Soyuz MS-22 vehicle.
Back in December, a micrometeoroid flying 15,000 miles per hour punctured the radiator of a Soyuz capsule docked to the ISS, leaking coolant into space. Suddenly stranded, two cosmonauts and an American scheduled to head home.
Did COVID-19 come from a Chinese lab? Sources tell CBS News that more government agencies are coming around to that thinking. Investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge reports.
While there is no consensus among U.S. intelligence officials about how the pandemic started, the FBI and now the Energy Department have both found an accidental lab leak plausible. To date, no confirmed animal source has been identified.
Cleanup resumes in the morning in East Palestine, Ohio, for toxic chemicals spilled after that train derailment there. And testing continues too, says EPA Regional Administrator Deborah Shore.
To date, EPA has conducted 578 home reentry screenings and continues air monitoring at 15 stations within the community. Outdoor air quality remains normal.
Court resumes in South Carolina come morning after defendant Alec Murdaugh took the stand in his own defense. He admitted to being a drug abuser for 20 years and lying about his whereabouts when his wife and son were murdered. The case could go to the jury this week. To Los Angeles, where the Screen Actors Guild held its awards show tonight. This movie scored big.
And the actor goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
It streamed on Netflix and it took home for Best Ensemble. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy overnight with a low of 23. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 23. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
We got control. The world's taking over. Yeah. essential last crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music here on Civic Media. That was, of course, a double dip of Last Crack, The Last Crack, and Love Craig. That was Love Craig.
That's right.
I got those.
That was Love Craig, Jimmy, from Burning Funkhouse Live, recorded in 2002. That was my birthday party. And, you know, I was going to talk about, see if we had any Last Crack shows coming up. I don't see anything, but I do see some of the bands that are Last Crack members. Paul Schluter will be playing at Bratfest along with, he's with Foo Foo Dolls, and also with Elizabeth Mary, who are both playing there. And Seven Seasons Deep, who features Sean Brown as a singer of Last Crack, is also doing Bratfest. Speaking of Seven Seasons Deep, Jimmy, Seven Seasons Deep, Go Play God, Autumn Gray, they're all going to be opening for King's X. I know we just played a little Go Play God, so I thought I'd get this one out of the way. They're going to be at Sunday, April 16th at the High Noon Saloon, all opening for King's X. And
that's gonna be a big show. That show is gonna sell out for sure, dude.
That it's gonna be crazy. High Noon Saloon, King's X. They haven't been around in a while, I don't think. I want to go to see that show. And hey, Go Play God, they're also playing at Bratfest. Go figure. Jimmy, do we have some seven Seasons Deep coming up?
We do, and we'll get to it in just a second.
Oh, that's right. And I wanted to go back to Queen of Dreams.
Yes.
Queen of Dreams, we wanted to tell you that they're playing a couple of shows around Wisconsin coming up. Friday, March 3rd, it's Immersive Sound. That's the bands May, Queen of Dreams, and Sweet Talk. They're going to be playing at the Tarleton Theater. That's up in Green Bay. And Immersive Visuals by the Honeybee Collective. So that's going to be a pretty crazy show. Make sure to hit that up in Green Bay at the Tarleton Theater. That's on Friday, March 3rd. And then 301's Underground, that's in Portage, Jimmy, Saturday, April 1st. It's going to be Saley's, Queen of Dreams, Silence in Numbers, Circle of Willis, and Grange.
Plenty of great music out there.
Oh, man, all over Wisconsin.
No doubt. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. The 2 hours of Max Inc. Radio, where we dedicate the show to the hard rock, metal, and some punk. 844-967-2789 if you want to say hi. Or otherwise, send us an email with music, especially if you're in a band. If we're not playing your music, you probably should send it to us. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by TheSpaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your local bands. TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv. Rocker, you had something else to say about Seven Seasons Deep?
No, I think I went through all their shows, Jimmy. They'll be at Bratfest. They're going to be opening for King's X. I mean, they're all over the place. They're hitting it big.
And then they should be. We got music on the way from Mickey Bagden. We'll do some Carbellion. Right now, Seven Seasons Deep on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Searching. welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What if I told you one day things that you love would be gone, and it would happen quickly, like dark disappearing to dawn? Life in lockdown, you and
I know what you're saying. That's brand new Carbellion right there from Weapons of Choice. That song is called Bar Fight, their latest single on Max Inc. Heavy Rocker. I love this new Carbellion. It sounds so good. Mickey Magnum before that with Lockdown USA. Both of those bands have shows coming up, Rocker.
They do, Jimmy. Mickey Magnum will be playing at Broadfest. That's kind of the next thing for them. They're working in a new drummer. But more interesting about Carbellion, you know, they were recently signed to Eclipse Records, so their new album, Weapons of Choice, it's going to be released March 17th, so keep your eye out for that. And Jimmy, we're going to have Carbellion in Max Inc. Heavy on March 11th. We're going to be interviewing them.
Oh, nice. They're coming to town.
Yep, they're coming to town. And Rockfest. They're going to be playing at Rockfest in Cadott, Wisconsin coming up. And then...
they're playing the Thursday night at Rockfest.
The Thursday night at Rockfest.
Yeah, there's a couple local bands playing Rockfest.
I think St. Tragedy.
Yes, that was the other one. They're playing the same night as Carbellion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Carbellion, we'll be telling you about them coming to Madison in April. So stick around next week. We have some big announcements on that. But Jimmy, just a little trivia. Carbellion, you know where the name comes from?
I don't.
They used to be two bands. It was the Carbon Parlor and the Whiskey Rebellion. So Carbellion.
They merged.
A merger.
Created this blissfulness, awesomeness. Their older stuff, like Top Alcohol. I love that song, dude. But this new album is great. And it's streaming everywhere. And looking forward to having a chat with Carbellion when they came when we get them on the air. Are they doing phone or are they coming here to the studio?
I think that'll be a phone or March 11th.
Okay. All right, March 11th. Hey, stick around. We got another half hour of Maxine Kevy coming up. We got some Chaos Revolution Theory in the playlist. I still got that Cosmic Scheme. We'll get them on the air. Faster is next. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem.
Welcome to the rabbit hole. Classic kid in
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio for the people.
Right.
Max Inc. Heavy with Cosmic Scheme. That is Death Wish off their 2019 album, Rocker. You got something on them right now.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, that's a combination of the band Zipper and Flying Fuzz. So they're really a very young band, and their debut EP is out right now. So I was really liking how these young guys are holding up that kind of classic metal. Sounds great.
Sounds awesome. Chaos Revolution Theory before that with Loot and Booty. Dog's Blood in that set as well. Underground Wards. And started the set off with Faster, 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 their latest song, Rabbit Hole. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Really appreciate you listening tonight. Be sure to check out the replay tonight at midnight and again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Rocker, we've got a lot of stuff happening. We got a big show announcement. That's going to come to the Madison area next week here on Max Inc. Heavy. We'll give you all the details. Plus, we have some really cool artists coming up in the Devil's Lair.
Jimmy, coming up in the Devil's Lair, March 11th, Kelsey Miles. She's going to be heading out to, where is it, Kansas City?
Kansas City, I think she's moving to.
So we're going to get her in the Devil's Lair here. March 25th, Sunspot in the Lair. Wow, legendary band here in Madison. And the 8th of April, we'll get Shawn Michael Dargan. He'll be in as well. And Jimmy, I wanted to remind people that we have Sunday, March 12th, the Iron Plow show with Super Tanker and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. I don't know if you know, Jimmy, but they're a Stooges tribute band.
Nice. Dana Perry's coming in on the 18th as well, playing live in the Devil's Lair. It's all coming up. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. If you want to send us music, get on the show. We'd love to have you. Last song of the night here is Droids Attack from their 2016 Sci-Fi or Die album. It's Claw Hammer Suicide. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.